Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Capri. I hail all the way from North New Jersey. I'm the author of the Pussy Trap series, Trust No Bitch series, and my latest book under G Street Chronicles, Tainted Lies, Fear, and Death. You can holler at me at NeneCapri.com. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram as Nene Capri. I'm coming to a library near you. Trapping.
Hey, 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 people. Y'all know what time it is. It is Tuesday night. Yeah, it's that time again. We were off last week, but we're back on this week. Mr. Jazz wasn't feeling well as myself. So while I wait for him to do his natural, usual. DJs of Atlanta, the Brit Network, as well as 1K Media. She has the Media Vision 848 Young Urban American Group. And my baby, I do some serious red pen work. So make sure you guys check me out. Now be sure you pick up some Nene Capri Heat. She has the P-Trap. You know, she is known for the Pussy Trap Lady worldwide. She has trappers everywhere. And she's actually working on part 5, so stay tuned, guys, stay tuned. She also has the Trust No Bitch series, as well as Dreamweaver. Now, y'all may have heard me on Real Raw Radio. Now, Dreamweaver kind of threw me for a loop, because you know how you can get into a book and you think it's going to end one way, but then she goes all the way left? That's what she did. She left me all the way on the side. I got the track marks showing. I just was not ready for that ending. So make sure you guys pick up that Dreamweaver. It's a short read, but it's a good read. She also has Diamond Pumps and Glocks. She actually co-wrote that with the one and only beautiful authoress Black. Now, she has some authors under her label, Nene Capri Present. They got some heat going on as well. You know, she has the Devious Deception series by our beautiful authoress, S. Chameleon. And she has the Black Widow, That Sinful Lust. Doesn't that sound like something you need to curl up to on a Tuesday night? Of course, it's going to be after the scoreboard. Don't get it twisted. That's by Imani Hilton. And the latest is The Wrath by the Black Mr. Rance McNeil. So check those out. You know, those are some awesome heats. I can guarantee that you'll enjoy them. Put them into your library. You will not be disappointed. And I see Mr. Jazz has pulled up into the clubhouse. It must be 8:05. Hey, Jazz, how you doing?
Hey, what's happening, baby? What's going on? Hey, hey, like Ashanti said, I'm always on time. No doubt.
Yes, you are.
What's going on? How you?
Yes, you are. I'm doing well. I'm doing well. How you feeling this week?
You know, I feel better. I feel a lot better, man. I was a little hurt up on Tuesday, and I understand that you wasn't exactly on top of the world either.
Yeah, you know, we always got something going on. Me and Lee stay busy, so sometimes it gets a little overwhelming. So I needed that night. I really did. I really, really did. But, you know, we are back on par. So much is going on
no
in
doubt.
The sports world.
Absolutely.
Let's dive into it because there was a big fight this past weekend. Tell us about it, man.
Yo. First of all, I wanted to say I want to start off the show by sending our condolences to Lou Duva's family. He passed away a couple weeks ago. It didn't really make a wave in the sports world,
mm-hmm.
but Lou Duva is very important in the in boxing because he trained a lot of champions, including all of that 1984 Olympic class with Evander Holyfield, Pernell Whitaker, Meldrick Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
He trained all of them. So he has numerous champions under his guise, and he was a hell of a trainer. He was of the main event ownership staff with his brother Dan Duva, and they opened up a lot of doors for a lot of fighters, Livingston Bramble, a lot of New York cats, a lot of Philly cats came through main events. And I just want to send our condolences to him because, yo, historically, his name is right up there with Emmanuel Stewart and, you know, it's Freddie Pacheco. He definitely will be missed. So I want to start off the show by saying that. And yes, there was an excellent fight this weekend between Triple G and Daniel Jacobs. The fight was in New York, Madison Square Garden. The fight was a great fight. I think the judges got it right. I think Triple G won the fight. He went 12 rounds. First time he went 12 rounds. And I think 10 or 12 fights, he knocking everybody out. So Daniel Jacobs definitely. You know, me and my man Chico, we always talk about fighters losing good. Daniel Jacobs lost good. The reason why I say that is because he lost, but he could get at least three more fights after this fight off of that performance. He stood toe-to-toe with him.
Okay.
And he landed some shots on top of it. He didn't hurt Triple G. Triple G dropped him in the fourth round, but it was a good fight, absolutely. It was definitely a good fight. And then in the undercard, the surprise of the night was Chocolito, Roman Gonzalez. He lost his fight against it's this Asian cat. The Asian cat headbutted him like 3-4 times. He did knock Chocolito down in the second round.
Okay.
But Chocolito, I mean, I disagree with the decision. Two judges had the Asian cat winning 114-112. The other judge had a 113-113 draw. The Chinese dude won. The Asian cat won by a majority decision. I definitely disagree with that. I think the Chocolito did enough to win that fight. It was a close fight, don't get me wrong. But, and they even took a point away from the Asian dude for the headbutt, and he still won by 2 points. So I didn't understand that. And Chocolito, the reason why I mention it is because Chocolito is 46-0. And, you know, of course, Mayweather was 49-0.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolito was in danger of passing Floyd Mayweather. So now that's done. So I don't think I got to worry about that no more. And one side note is Charlo, super middleweight champion.
Do you think there was a little bit of politics in that he lost that? What do you think? What's your take
on
that? Since he was trying to get to that point.
I mentioned it. I don't know if that was relevant or not. I mean, I can't say if it was relevant or not. I just think that the judges made it was an ugly fight. But I don't see how, and I understand when you're a judge, you know, I understand when you're a judge, you only get one viewpoint because you're on different sides of the ring, but
right.
I don't see how those judges came up with those 114, 112s. I don't understand it. I don't know if it was politics involved. I just think it was bad judging. Honestly, I think it was just bad judging. You know,
that happens.
Yeah, it happens. It's not going to be the first time. It's not going to be the last time. Maybe in the judges, maybe depending on the viewpoint of the judge, maybe he thought that those headbutts were actually punches. That's the only thing I could think of. So, you know, and from an advantage point, you can, if you see in the back of the fighter and you see the, you don't see the headbutt and the referee isn't telling the judges that it was a headbutt, so the judges can't say, well, I think that was a headbutt, unless the referee tells the judge that it was a headbutt, they can't go off of what they think they see, supposedly.
Right.
So I think it was just bad judging me myself. I just think it was bad judging.
Okay. All right.
So it was a good weekend. It was a great weekend. It was a great weekend. Then I turned into change the subject real quickly, because I know we got a lot to dive into because we got 2 weeks. I turned on to the game on Saturday. No LeBron, no Kyrie, no Love, playing the Clippers.
That's one of the things I want to talk about. Mm-hmm.
It's an ABC game. It's a money game. You don't play him, but you're playing the next night against the Lakers. Now, how do you feel about that?
You know, something has to be done, so much so that Adam Silver actually sent a letter. I'm sure you've heard the open letter that he even shared.
Yeah, it wasn't a real letter, though. He just basically said, y'all need to, you know, basically paraphrase, and he basically said, y'all going to be in big trouble if y'all sit players and don't let the opponent and the NBA partners know that you're sitting a player. That's all he said, basically. That's all he said.
On a bench. You got to look at both sides. I know people want to rest, but Michael Jordan didn't rest. Kobe Bryant.
Think that, you know, yeah, you can make that argument, and rightfully so. I can't. It's a different era. It's a different game. And at this point, you have a situation where, I mean, it's what you do now. You know, those years of players logging. I remember looking at TNT, and, you know, Kenny Smith and them was like, yo, we used to log, you know, 44, 45, 4600 minutes in a season. You know, we all right, you know, but, I mean, I understand you want to, you know, I think that it's an issue of, I don't think it was the point of them resting the player. I don't think it was that. It was the fact that it was a Saturday night. ABC is paying big money for that game. And everybody's tuning in because all during the week they're advertising Chris Paul against LeBron, Kyrie against Blake, la, la, la. And then you tune into the game, no LeBron, no Kyrie, no Love. I'm turning because I got other stuff that I can look at. So ABC probably sent the letter to ESPN and said, yo, what the hell is going on? We're paying primetime money for this game, and the primetime players aren't playing. Is this what I'm paying for?
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty sure ESPN said, yo, you're right. That's not cool. You know what? We'll do something about that. And hence, you get the letter. But believe me, only thing that they're going to start doing is you're going to see players, all of a sudden, injury reporter come out, they have a tight hamstring. They have a sore Achilles. They'll have a hurt shoulder. So they'll sit him out for injury. Now, I agree with you. Looking at part of that game, they kept cutting to LeBron on the sideline. You know, I think he got some Starbucks delivered. I think he got a sandwich delivered. You know what I'm saying? He tried on some new LeBrons while he was sitting there. You know, and they kept cutting to that. So that lets you know that the network was pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but do you agree?
And not only I agree because, you know, we are the fans. It's not what was. Not mistaken, right? Can you hear me, Jeff?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
We seem to be having some technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen. We'll return shortly.
Nigga, I was built for it. Making millions after millions, man, I live for it. I never sell my soul, but I kill for it. I'm a street cat, I be where the streets at. I got street cred, you can check my street facts. It's rules to the game, believe it. Never call the police and never call defects. I be on the block where the thugs hang. Eating steak and lobster tails with the plug ring. It's money over bitches, ain't no love, man. They say that I'm a dog, so I let my nerves hang. They be trapping out the bando. Shoebox money wrapped in rubber bands, ho. For them blue face hunters, I go ham for. I keep the stick talking like them John Rambo.
I be making moves like a Uber, like a Uber. I be making moves like a Uber, like a Uber, nigga. I be making moves like a Uber, like a Uber. I'm always making moves like a Uber,
like a Uber, yeah.
I be making moves like a Uber, like a Uber. I be making moves like a Uber, nigga.
Like a Uber, nigga.
I be making moves like a Uber, like a Uber. I'm always making moves like a Uber,
yeah. Like a
I be making moves like a Uber,
like a Uber.
I'm always making moves for the moolah, yeah.
Yeah.
My pull-up game strong like a Uber,
like a.
It's the one and only the boss lady, Nene Capri. I hail all the way from North New Jersey. I'm the author of the Pussy Trap series, Trust No Bitch series, and my latest book under G Street Chronicles, Tainted Lies, Fear, and Death. You can holler at me at NeneCapri.com. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram as Nene Capri. I'm coming to a library near you. Trapping.
Are you back with me, Jazz?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, some of our listeners is having a problem as well, so I hope our technical difficulty has been resolved. We apologize for that, you know, but sometimes those things happen. But we back.
Absolutely.
Where were we?
Live radio. Live radio is what we do. So, yeah, I mean, if you think, okay, now, You saw the little skirmish between the Warriors and the Thunder. Something or nothing.
I didn't see it, but I heard about it. And it was kind of interesting because that last game, I think, was the sweep of the series between the two teams, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely.
And I noticed. But they not. fucking with it. What say you, Jazz?
Well, I mean, I think that they I think that Golden State is playing better now, and with I think with Durant sitting on the bench, it definitely makes them play better. And if he's close to being back, then I still say they beat San Antonio. Now I will say this. I do like what the Rockets are doing their thing, I must admit.
Yes.
I didn't really see it. But lately, the Rockets are doing their thing. They made the trade for Lou Williams. They with Eric Gordon, they're guard heavy. They got some big men. Every time I look at their games, they do well. Winning or losing, but they do well. And they have and over the last five games, Harden averaging a triple double.
Now, all along, I know Harden, we've been on the show for a couple of years, and I've always said he's not my guy. He's not my guy.
Mm-mm.
But because of the things, well, he is in running for, MVP, but because of the things that he said regarding the sit out, my respect for him has elevated a bit. You heard his remarks about sitting out, right?
Absolutely.
And he said, the brother said, for those that may not have heard, he said he'll sit out when he's done. And his coach knows not to come, pretty much paraphrasing, knows not to come to him about sitting out a game. I have to respect that, Jazz, because
absolutely,
like we said at the top of the show, people pay a lot of money, and sometimes they drive very far to get to a game because they may not be their town playing. So he feels that if they came to see him, he needs to be out there on the court doing what he do, which is what they came to see. So my respect for him has elevated, and he has my vote for MVP. What about you?
The only player in the league that you could say they deserve a rest is LeBron. I'm sorry. Between the finals every year, he played in Team USA. Him, because of the extra games he's played every year for the past 7 years, he's been to the finals. Those are extra games that Harden hadn't had to play, Westbrook hadn't had to play. The only team close would be the San Antonio Spurs. So, for him, if you say LeBron needs a rest, you know what? I can give you that. That one I can give you. Because of all of the extra basketball he's played over the years and the Team USA stuff and all the other stuff. So I give you that.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, nobody else should be talking about I need time off. I'm sorry. I just can't go.
But I agree with you with LeBron James. I think he made that the NBA can't do anything about them sitting out. I think that's what really got the fans riled up. And I think that also what sparked the letter from Adam Silver. If you think I can't do anything, then look at this. I think it just kind of started snowball effect. But the real face of sitting players out should go back to Coach Pop. He has been doing it for years, and, he doesn't really give a crap about what anybody says. He's going to play his players the way he sees fit.
Well, Pop did the same thing when they played Golden State. Golden State did the same thing when they played the San Antonio Spurs. They sat Curry, Thompson, Green. So the problem I have is not that Pop was doing it. My problem is when Pop was doing it, nobody else was doing it, and the league never said anything to him. So how come now, 8, 9, 10, 12 years later, all of a sudden it's a problem? It's not a problem. It's a problem because LeBron sat on Saturday night during a national TV game. That's why it's a problem. That's why it's a problem. Because
and
again,
not only that,
they
last
pay,
weekend,
they pay big money for that game. That's the game you need to play in.
Right.
And then the week before, the week before when Golden State played San Antonio on Saturday night, they sat them three players. So ABC, like, yo, we got the shab 2 weeks straight.
Right. And ratings are down. You know, they
yeah,
are so
nobody
down. But
if the players aren't playing, who you tuning in to see? A bunch of second stringers? I ain't doing that. I got other stuff I can do.
That's
you
true.
Got other
but
stuff that you
point,
can do.
Yes. Oh, I trust me, I got a whole lot more I could be doing. But to that same
you know
point,
I mean?
Jazz, if you're going to sit a player, why sit all of your stars at once? Why you can't scatter it around? And also, why it can't be done at a home game? Because when you go on the road, these fans don't usually see them. They see their home team. So when you go on the road, why are you going to deny the fans to see one of their favorite players playing? Do it at home.
Well,
they get to see you at every home game.
Tyronn Lue said the reason why he made LeBron James a healthy scratch was because Love wasn't going to play that night for whatever reason. Kyrie had some soreness in his knee, and he said he wanted all three of them on the floor at the same time. So in order to continuity, he said he made LeBron a healthy scratch, and all three of them played against the Lakers that Sunday, because remember, both games was at the Staples Center. So you shortchanged the Clipper fans, but you play them against, and the Clippers have something to play for because they're contending to get playoff seeding. That's a tougher game than playing the Lakers, and they tanking the season anyway.
Exactly. Exactly. So where is... I don't see the rationale behind that.
No, it's an easier game, less resistance, and you still give L.A. a game. It's just the Laker game, not the Clippers game. Clippers is going to be a harder game.
But
it's going to be a harder game.
Like you said, I'm going to go back just a little bit to what you said earlier. Pop being have been. But no one else. More team. Quote unquote. So, pretty much. You know, playing, so it's not just Pop anymore. It's not just San Antonio. It's across the board their stars are playing. But keep in mind, Westbrook has played every game of the season as well. So, It can be done. Even though he's a one-man wrecking team, he can do it. You know, it can be done if it's done properly. What do you think?
I mean, there's no problem, but I don't think the problem is – I don't think the problem is that players are sitting out. Like I said, it's just a question of – it's not the players are sitting out, but, again, it's what game are you sitting out? And if you playing a back-to-back going from Indiana to Portland, and you want to sit people for the Portland game because of back-to-back, so, okay, I kind of go with that. Or like you said, if you coming home for a three-game stretch, then, yeah, sit them out at home. But if you're going to sit them out, if you're going to do a Tuesday and a Wednesday, okay, it's the middle of the week. But those primetime games are the lifeline for the league. Without them games, revenue is down. Those
and
are TV
is.
Games. Those TV games, the stars need to play. Damn that Tuesday night in Indiana. We need you Saturday night in Boston because that's a televised game. ABC paying primetime money for that game. I don't care how you tell me anything different. It's all about money.
And those commercials, they pay it because they know people are going to be watching the TV. Those commercials
Absolutely.
Are prime time as well.
And if, like I said, if I'm a fan and I click on the game and I see that LeBron, Kyrie, and Kevin ain't playing, I go. I got something else. I go play the game. I got something else to do. I can watch boxing. Shit, whatever. Clippers gonna win. Cause I can't
exactly.
see the player that I tuned in to see. I tuned in to see LeBron against Blake Griffin. No LeBron.
Uh-huh.
So that means I gotta see Blake Griffin against Channing Frye. Man, please.
And he went crazy. And Jazz, you watching it on TV? Can you imagine a fan going into the arena and seeing this?
Absolutely.
Where you
and
go?
Remember,
you know,
you buying the ticket, you bought the ticket not knowing that they sat him till you got to right before the game.
Exactly.
So if you paid $300, I mean, how much, okay, for instance, how much are floor seats at the Garden for the Knicks?
Well, season tickets that I have are almost $200 a piece.
Okay, so you at your seat. You done paid the $200. You and your daughter and your son, all three of y'all. Y'all come to the game.
$600 and we haven't even gotten a hot dog yet.
Yeah. So you in your seat, getting comfy, and then you see the warm-up. You see LeBron shooting, you know, you see Kyrie shooting a little bit. You're like, okay. And then they announce the lineup. And the three of them on the bench, you're like, wait a minute. Why didn't it announce LeBron in them? And the fan in front of you turns around and say, yeah, they sitting them tonight. Tad bit hot, right? Just a tad bit.
Just a tad bit.
Because you could look at that on TV.
Exactly. I'll flip the channel. But, Jazz, I want to ask you your opinion. I mean, these guys are getting paid to play, and I'm sure it's going to be brought up at the next collective bargaining agreement. If they did not see what I'm saying? If you're not going to get on the court, then that's a game. Just like if I go to work and I don't have any more sick days, I don't get paid. Right?
True.
Interesting.
I mean, you're right, but then again, you know, the owners are making money. Everybody making money except the fans.
They lose
fans
money.
Aren't making any money. You spending money. So the fans are the ones at the end of the day who end up with the short end of the stick. It ain't about the players. It ain't about the owners. It ain't about the collective bargaining. I'm with Harden because at the end of the day, you know people spend their hard-earned money to come and watch us play a game. The least we could do is play. That's the least you can do. And by the way, before we get off of basketball, I wanted to also send our condolences to the Krause family because Jerry Krause passed away, I think, yesterday. And for you millennial Chicago Bulls fans who don't understand the history, Jerry Krause was the GM, the Chicago Bulls, during their six-peat and even past that until recently. So, if you don't know who he is, you need to do your history because he's very important in Chicago sports, not just in Chicago Bulls, but he also owned part of the Chicago White Sox. So, he also was involved with them. So, if you don't know who he is, do your research. But, it shortchanges the fans. But I want now, I hate to switch subjects, but we haven't been on in 2 weeks. So, been a lot of football stuff happening. So,
I'm
Say what?
I said it's amazing how football is in the news, and it's not even, you know, football season.
It's always football season, man. It's always football season. 12 months a year. And by the way, the draft is in 40 days. Can't wait. So, yeah, I mean, who do you think, okay, since, because we can't go over all of the moves because we ain't got enough time for that, but who do you think did the best in free agency? One, you know, if you give me one of the teams and we could debate those.
I've been followed because so much going on with this free agency, but I'm going to. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, man. Okay. You know, I'm always on because I got so much to say, and I can't be heard. But let's talk about my
Go
Giants.
Go on, say it, sister girl.
Know.
What you got to say about your Giants?
Geno Smith is now a New York Giant, as everyone may
have
heard.
Yes.
As of
yesterday,
when he passed his physical.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm still trying to wrap my head around that, but here in New York, the the sports announcers kind of like that move. And
that's why.
Why
would they like that move? Who likes that move?
You know, actually going to be on the field because Eli can't play. Now, I'm knocking on wood because I want Eli to continue to play until he decides he doesn't want to play, not because of injury or any type of mishap. So I'm just not understanding the key point that they're saying that from a veteran, from a two-time champion in the locker room, in the back locker room, how – does that make sense?
I mean, you was going in and out, but I'm assuming you said that they think that Geno could be a good influence in the locker room. Is that what you said?
Oh, no, quite the opposite. I'm saying that
Geno
could be a good influence. Eli can be a good influence on Geno. Gosh, did Geno has an influence in anybody?
Well, let me say this. Whoever you listen to who said that was a good move, stop listening to them because they're full of shit. That's not a good move. He's a waste of
$6 million a year.
That's just a waste of money. That's just giving away free money to a brother who don't need it. He doesn't deserve it. He got the easy money with his check. Wow.
Dude, I put some
That's
pants
terrible.
On and a helmet. I go behind Eli. Give me that $6 million a year.
Man, please. That's terrible. That's terrible. Well, you know, hopefully he won't get hurt and Geno can cash out and, you know, get $6 million to ride off the sunset because he's worse than. I would have rather the Giants pick up Kaepernick than Geno Smith.
Me too. And it's amazing that Cap hasn't been picked up yet.
Well, no. That's not amazing. That's not amazing. Let's be clear.
But come on.
Kaepernick is...
They
were saying what?
They were saying that one of the major reasons that why... speaking out when he should be worrying about world affairs. To, you know, Cap should not be at the top of his list. But that's what they're saying, that Cap has been picked up.
I'm not wasting my time with no Trump shit, okay? I'm leaving that alone. Let's be clear. Kaepernick cannot get a job because he can't throw a seam route and he can't read defense. That's the reason why he can't get a job. This ain't got nothing to do with the anthem. This ain't got nothing to do with the anthem. This ain't got nothing to do with that. Strictly because you could go – look, let's be clear. If you have talent, you could pimp slap you could pimp slap Daniel Snyder's mama. And if you got talent, you got a job. Let's be clear. The NFL is not built on PR, because if it was, AP, even though he doesn't have a job, AP wouldn't be in the league at all. Because every time something bad happened, if you play well, all of that's forgotten. Pierre Paul blew his fingers off with illegal fireworks, and the Giants just rewarded him with $30 million guaranteed. I got a bigger problem with that than Kaepernick, if I'm a Giants fan.
I, you know, and topics I wanted to talk about tonight. You know, he had been holding out on that franchise tag, but can you hear me? Because Gibbs can't hear me. Gibbs, I'm sorry.
I can hear you now.
I don't know what's going on with my mic tonight. But
I can hear you now.
Yeah, let's dedicate next week to nothing but free agency moves and the upcoming draft. But
okay.
I kind of think that the anthem thing with Cap is on the list of why he hasn't been picked up, you know. And it's not like he committed a crime. That's his right as an American citizen to do what he did. And he wasn't the only one. He may have started it, but I don't think that, you know, there are so many that you can look at any roster in any team, and I'm sure you'll find someone that has committed some type of crime because some of them has been polarized, but that's not a crime what he did.
Do you know what Kaepernick's record was in San Francisco when he started?
I'm sure Lisa
nobody
can tell me.
If I'm not mistaken, it was 2-6, maybe 1-7.
Oh.
Kaepernick is not a. You have to look at this. Take the outside BS out of it. If he was winning, he would still be in San Fran. Damn the national anthem. That's his right. That's not a big deal. What's a big deal is he can't throw a seam route and he can't read defenses. That's a bigger deal. That's the
big
deal.
But what about when he played with Coach Harbaugh? He had
what
that no
got to do with it? Coach Harbaugh's
system.
In Michigan. What that got? Look, don't give me 10 years
but
ago. Coach Harbaugh's in Michigan.
But what is the system? I'm not a cap guy. I'm just saying in general.
It was a one read system. You make a read. If it's not there, you run. That was the system. You can't do that now. You can't do that. Cats are faster, stronger, and they understand the read option. It's not the mystery it was 5 years ago. Now, read option is basic offense now. If you want to get your quarterback killed, look at RG3. So, read option quarterbacks do not last. Why? Because they take a beating and they're one read quarterback, and they don't stay in the pocket. The biggest way you get your quarterback, ask Cam Newton. Cam Newton having rotator cuff surgery on today.
Right.
He having surgery on his throwing arm today. Ask him why. Because every time a quarterback goes out of pocket, they leave their protection. And then what happens? You get your ass handed to you. Kaepernick need to go and get a job with State Farm and make $40,000 a year and be happy. Then he can wear his afro and he could talk about all that BS he want to talk about. He's not an NFL quarterback. He's not.
Yes.
He's not.
Yes. We have seen some quarterbacks that really don't need to be. And some work. Tebow, though. He's a hustler. He's doing what he got to do while he's relevant, while he's hot. He is making his moves and following his dreams.
He's not relevant no more, let's be clear. He's not relevant.
Jazz, you
he's
got me
relevant.
Hearing crickets over here.
Because he's not relevant. There's nothing relevant about him. When he made
he's
the statement, when he was talking about, when he was talking about he, you know, taking a knee and not standing for a national anthem, he was a backup. He wasn't even in the game.
Uh-huh.
He was a backup. Come on, man. He lost his job to Blaine Gabbert. And you think he's an NFL quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
Blaine Gabbert ran the offense better than him.
Mm.
No. No. Absolutely not. That's unacceptable.
But all jokes aside, do you think Cap will be picked up before the season starts?
No. No. Hmm. Absolutely not.
Okay. Really?
And for the Giants to pick up Geno just gives Kaepernick and his agent hope. Because they like, if that bum could get a job, I know you can get a job.
I was thinking the same thing because I'd rather they have picked up Cap instead of Geno.
Oh, terrible. Terrible. Maybe they picked him up because Geno could understand the subway system. Maybe that's it.
Oh, see.
That's about all I could think of. The reason why. That's the only thing I could think about why you would want to sign Geno. He's a bum.
Just go across the hall, right?
He's a bum and he can't fight. What?
But talking about
fucking bum.
Can you hear me, Jack?
I can hear you now, okay.
I said, you know, it's been up in the air about Romo, what the Dallas Cowboys are going to be doing with Romo. What's the latest that you heard? You know, they're gonna release him, they haven't
There's
released
nothing
him.
For him
what,
to
what's
do.
The
they
latest?
They have to release him. They have to release him. The man is worth $26.7 million against their salary cap. They have to cut him. What? Simple.
But they haven't. They just said going to cut him. They were going to release him, 2 weeks ago? He's still a Dallas Cowboy.
They don't have to release him. They don't have to release him till April 1st, something like that. They got time.
Ah.
But ain't no time. They going to cut him because after April 1st, I think it's either April 1st or April 15th, one or two. After that date, his contract becomes guaranteed. You don't want to pay a backup quarterback this. Okay, let me put this in. Let me put this in better numbers for you. Guess how many quarterbacks will make more than him if Dallas keeps him?
Mm-hmm.
Guess how many? Just take a wild guess.
How many? Three.
One. Joe Flacco in Baltimore is the only one that will make more than Tony Romo this year. Come on, man.
Wow.
Please. And on top of that, Dallas asked Sean Lee to take, they restructured his contract to get $5 million off of his contract, because before they did that, Dallas cap room was only $1.5 million. Now it's $6.5 million. And then they're going to ask other players.
Wow.
And because of the money that you had to play Romo, because of the Romo money, Dallas had to let go of both of their starting cornerbacks, Chris Claiborne and Brandon Carr.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them left. Because you have no cap room. You can't sign nobody. And the guard, Robert O'Leary, I think his last first name is Robert O'Leary, and last name is O'Leary, he just left. So you lost four starters because you have no cap room to re-sign them. Why? Because you got Tony Bumass on your roster. By the time you cut bait, it'll be too late. By the time you cut them, free agency will be over, and you'll have money, but you only have enough money to sign your draft picks and undrafted players. So
and nobody appointed.
The Cowboys, for all you Cowboys fans, you'll see reality this year. Should have got a ring last year because that was your year. I totally agree with every Cowboy fan who said that. Last year was your year. The ball was bouncing your way. This year, reality. You're going to give up 35 points this year. Guarantee it. If not, they might give up 40 this year.
There it is, kids. Did you hear it? Our first 40.
Telling you. They're going to be that trash. They're going to be trash this year. They're going to run Ezekiel Elliott in the ground. They're going to run him in the ground. I feel so bad for Zeke, dude. I hope he keep feeling on them chicks' titties, because that's about all he got to look forward to this year coming.
That's cold, Jazz. It's going to be interesting, the Dallas Cowboys season, that's for sure. Gibbs is crying. She's crying. Hashtag 40. Jazz, you're trending.
Absolutely. No, I'm going to shut down the internet, baby. I'm going to shut it down, baby. Shut it down.
Jazz is trending. Hashtag 40.
The Giants, they signed. Now, what do you think about Victor Cruz being gone?
Can you hear me, Jazz?
I can hear you now.
I'm sure he's going to get picked up.
I know he had a visit with Denver. I think he signed with Denver already.
Well, I'm glad for him. You know, I think he still has. He may not be starting, but I'm glad that he's picked up. You know, he's a hometown favorite no matter where he's at.
Yeah, I mean, Victor Cruz, don't get me wrong. If he wouldn't have had to, if his knee wouldn't, well, I think it was his knee or his, whatever it was that blew out. If that would have blown out, he would have did really well. And
Brandon. Can you hear me, Jazz?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Obviously, you're not looking at your inbox.
You know I can't.
You can't walk into bubblegum.
Yeah, you know, multitasking is not my strong suit.
I know he's not looking at what I'm typing to him.
No, I really wasn't. Okay, I see it now.
You see it now.
Okay. You're listening to the Scoreboard with Mr. Jazz and Miss Tony. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Miss Tony, where can everybody find you at? I don't know if they can hear you, but hey, she's saying it.
I I will be back next Tuesday. Hopefully, I'll have a better mic. Good night, everybody.
Good night, baby. Yo, kick that beat for me. It's kiss it. Just kiss. Just kiss. Just kiss.
I want the keys to Bolivia, she turning me on, one line at a time, once more she gone, like glass jars, use the whole riff when it's strong, roll up, one whiff and I'm gone. I want the keys to Bolivia, she turning me on, one line at a time, once more she gone, like glass jars, use the whole riff when it's strong, roll up, one whiff and I'm gone. Shorty like my body, set my name first, gun and make up, go in the same purse, we out here on the grind. She got the same thirst, I got a mind, body, and soul, 3-round burst, my soldier in heels, the breast behind the ski mask, Netflix and chill, as I roll out the weed bag, she show how she feel, you know a nigga see that, she want my attention, and she know it's time to be back, I'm always down the block, put on Mary J. Blige, hump like handles till she see a mirage, when it's deep, my rib can feel a squeeze from her thighs, I could tell that she mind by the look in her eyes, if we get caught in the act, we'll be sentenced to life, so when it's time to throw down.